and now a window into Washington politics. Like two bickering spouses, the Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate have been embroiled in a public argument that's dragged on for weeks. This past Friday, it suddenly came to an end. The squabble was over how many Republicans and Democrats should be named to a conference committee. Its task is to iron out differences with the House on legislation obliging firms to get their pension funds up to date. NPR's David Wellner reports it took a seasoned veteran of such battles to end the standoff.
In the Senate, if both sides in a dispute can't reach an agreement, things usually end up going nowhere. And that's just where things seemed to be headed when on Friday, Democratic Minority Leader Harry Reid squared off once again, as he had all week long, with Majority Leader Bill Frist. Reid said he'd settle for 8 Republicans and 6 Democrats, rather than 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats on the conference committee.
What we're saying is let's have another Republican and another Democrat, or 2 more Republicans. And 2 more Democrats. There'll still be a 2-vote margin the Republicans have.
But Frist insisted it would be 7 Republicans, 5 Democrats.
Just so people understand, the 7-5 ratio, which I've been clear with for weeks now, does allow for equal participation between those two committees. So the fairness is 7-5.
At this point, Reid noted that the Republican whom Frist had replaced as majority leader had joined the fray.
I see on the floor the distinguished junior senator from Mississippi, who was the majority leader, minority leader in years past. He could write it. Well, he has written a book about how difficult it is.
In fact, Lott's book about his downfall as majority leader says some rather nasty things about Frist. As for Reid's reminder of his lowered status, Lott tried to make light of it.
I really enjoy being referred to as the junior senator from Mississippi, which I am, and it makes me feel so young.
But Lott also made it clear he's seen more effective leadership in the Senate.
I've never seen this happen before. Never. Not one time when I was majority leader did the minority leader and I not come to an agreement on a number to go to conference.
As Frist left the chamber, Lott turned to Reid and made him an offer.
Okay, so we're loggerheads here. Shouldn't be. I got a novel idea. Go up to 9-7. Or go down to 6-4.
I'll take it. 9-7.
How about 6-4?
You got it. 9-7, you got a deal.
No wonder Reid leaped at Lott's offer. You don't need to be a math whiz to realize a ratio of 9-7 favors the minority more than 7-5. The question was whether Frist would give in. His answer came 2 hours later on the Senate floor.
And the Senate insist upon its amendment, request a conference with the House and the chair be authorized to appoint conferees at a ratio of 9-7.
Frist, it was clear, had blinked. Perhaps he was weary, or perhaps he was saving his strength for fighting other battles. And there will surely be more in an election year in which control of the Senate hangs in the balance. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.